We're arguing for an aims-driven curriculum. We're arguing for a concept of entitlement which treats entitlement qualitatively rather than quantitatively. In other words, it's not just about the number of subjects, but it's about a high quality of teaching and learning in all of those, regardless of how much time. We're arguing for, as I said, the reintegration of the literacy and numeracy components of the strategies to the rest of the curriculum.
And that means instead of teaching literacy and numeracy as distinct hours?
No, it doesn't mean that. It's even possible that they might continue that way. It's about conceptualization. It's about not so much mathematics. There's a pretty widespread support for the numeracy strategy or the numeracy component of the primary strategy. Much less support, except perhaps mostly from younger teachers, for the literacy element. And that seems, according to the evidence from pretty august organisations which we've received, to have actually fundamentally disturbed this whole area of the teaching of English. And we argue for reconceptualisation, we call it language, oracy and literacy, because we believe that oracy is actually pretty important too, very important. So it's not so much about, it's certainly not about timetabling, it's not about whether one does something in a specialised or non-specialised way. That's a long way down the line, that's for teachers and others to decide. All we've offered is a framework here, all we've come up with is a framework here, and an invitation to those who are concerned about these things to reconsider the conceptual framework of the curriculum. And our conceptual framework has aims, it has domains, it has a national component and a local component. It's quite simple.
When you talk about the narrowing of the curriculum, part of the reason why it's narrowed is because of the focus on testing and league tables. What will you say about that?
What we say in this report is what needs to be said about testing, which is that in submission after submission, we had concern expressed to us that the current testing arrangements were compromising the rest of the curriculum, and compromising what, it must be remembered, is a statutory entitlement to a broad and balanced curriculum. If that is so, then the testing arrangements need to change. It should be possible to assess children's learning and for schools to be thoroughly accountable to parents and to government, to anyone else, with a procedure which does not compromise the very thing which schools are supposed to be undertaking.